1. Begin transmission.
Ping pong, diddly dong, and whatever. It is 1930 UTC. 1930, the same time that it always is around this time of day. What a surprise. 1930 UTC means it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm having a sinuses day. Boy, are my sinuses messed up today. So, once again, we are in the bathtub, and I'm hoping that just being around the hot, steamy water will, in fact, help relieve my sinuses in some manner. Oh, they are inflamed. I really got to question whether or not my humidifier is working. I think it is. I tested it. I did all this stuff. But man, when I woke up this morning, I wasn't as dry as I was a couple of days ago, but today it's just all weird sinus stuff, and I cannot get control of whatever's going on with my nose and my sinus cavity. When I went to make tea this morning, I filled not only my big pan for boiling water, but I also filled up three other pans, and I put them all on the stove, and I turned up the heat, and I had lots of boiling water going, producing steam. And that helped a little bit, but oh man, I'm so messed up. I didn't know if I was going to be able to do this today. I also got my tea right here. I love to drink tea in the bathtub. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It's going to be a huge tea drinking day today. I can tell you that much already. And this bathtub is getting a little full, so I better dial back the water here a little bit. Is the hot water and all the steam helping me? Maybe. I don't know. But there we go. This bathtub is officially full. Oh, I was just going to say, you might be wondering where my cat is. Why isn't the cat in the bathroom? Well, apparently she's napping. And elsewhere, and when I started filling up the bathtub, she didn't come running. But now that she's heard my voice, now that she has heard my voice, she's now sitting outside the door of the bathroom, and she just did a little mew, her little plaintive meow. Oh my goodness, you got to help me, mew. You got to let me into the bathroom, mew. Oh, cats. What am I going to do today? Yada, yada. I do have some Champions League football that we're going to have to watch a little bit later. I'm not sure which game I'm going to watch yet. I haven't really decided. But because it is, in fact, Champions League day, that also means it's a pie eating day, and I got some chicken pot pies in the freezer. And I will microwave one of those during the game. Maybe during halftime. And then I will eat my pie as I watch my football. Yeah. That'll be great. So that'll give me something to do for about 2 hours later this afternoon. In fact, maybe we can watch some of the game on the show here. I don't know. But I gotta get some more tea in me. Oh boy. Oh yeah. My sinuses are all crispy. Oh, and my throat is all dry and weird. Oh. But at least everything else is sort of okay. So, you know, I guess it's better to have one annoying problem than multiple annoying problems. That's just good philosophy. Yowza. It is a cold day here today. It's barely over freezing outside as we speak. And although the wind has died down, it's still a little bit too cold to be running around outside. However, I did check the Weather Channel, and according to them, it might get warmer this weekend, warm enough to go outside and do some stuff. Probably the last time we can go outside this year. Although I know I've said that already a couple times. I don't know when the horrible weather is coming, so I'm not a weather prognosticator. Oh, yeah. That hot tea rolling down the back of my throat feels really good. Oh, yay. Well, I hear a kitty outside the door. Who's that yanging out there? Meow. Somebody wants to play in the bathtub, but... Oh, we're going to leave her out there today, unless she goes really crazy. Because the last thing we need is cats climbing into the toilet again. If you've been missing some of the other bathtub shows that have occurred in the last couple of days, well, in the last week or so, you will know that my cat, when she's in here, absolutely insists on climbing into the toilet. Because cats, and that's always fun, but sort of annoying. So today, we're just going to not have any cat in the toilet business to deal with. Oh, brother. Oh, that reminds me. I had an email this morning from my mom saying that my cousin and her kids are going to come to town for apparently Christmas. And my cousin's oldest kid, out of two, has taken up playing the banjo. And that's all I've been told. So I don't know what kind of banjo he plays, whether it's a four-string, like Dixieland crap banjo, or if it's a five-string old-style or bluegrass-style banjo. I don't know. Ah, good tea. So this visit from my cousins is probably going to entail a lot of jam sessions. And yes, jam sessions will spontaneously just break out at my parents' house. It happens all the time. People don't believe me until they witness it, and it does happen. So I don't know. That'll be interesting. Yeah, apparently my cousin's kid, who is also my cousin, that'd be my second cousin. Apparently my second cousin is into, and I quote, folk music, end quote. Well, folk music, that's a very vague term. It's kind of like saying ethnic food. It doesn't really narrow it down. There's a lot of different kinds of ethnic foods, just like there's a lot of different kinds of folk music. So I don't know. Now, when somebody's interested in playing the banjo and they say, I like folk music, I presume that to mean they like Appalachian music. Oh, yeah. And the Appalachian traditional music gave us lots of other stuff, too. Other genres, other spin-off genres, like bluegrass. And I'm kind of a fan of bluegrass. I got dragged to a lot of bluegrass concerts when I was a child. My parents belonged to and still do belong to the same bluegrass club. Yes, there is a bluegrass and old-time music association here in Omaha, Nebraska. And so as a kid, I got to hear a lot of bluegrass. And I liked it out of the best out of all the other various folk musics I heard, just because bluegrass is very up-tempo, and it really showcases musicianship, and so you get to hear a lot of guys who are really good. And speaking of which, I've seen the best. I've actually seen Bill Monroe play live in concert. Bill Monroe is the guy who pretty much invented bluegrass music. If you don't believe me, look it up. So, you know, every bluegrass I've seen after that, every bluegrass band, I don't want to say it's been a letdown, but once you see the person who has invented a certain genre of music, you've hit the pinnacle. You're not going to see anything better. Oh, but yeah, so I like bluegrass a little bit. I don't know if that's what my cousin is into, but I will find out. And that ought to be interesting. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to have to tune some instruments and go participate in some family folk music jams. Oh, boy. Oh, this is some good tea. Oh, I do love drinking tea. And now I want to listen to some music. Do you want to listen to some music? I know you do. So why don't you listen to some music, and I'm going to finish up my bath here, and then maybe we'll go watch some Champions League football. So for today's music, you are going to hear Twist and Shout by Shaka Demus and Pliers. Here you go.
Show me, baby. Ping. And welcome back. You're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman. And I'm sitting here watching football. I just got done eating my pie. It was delicious. Well, it was good enough. Let's just leave it at that. And even though I've been watching this for a while, you are joining the games in the 52nd minute, and I did say games. There are multiple games going on. I believe there are 8 games, but I think I'm only watching 3 of them. Currently, my main game that I'm watching is Manchester United versus Benfica. And Manchester United is up by 1. The score is 1-0. And that was an interesting goal that Man United had. That was in the last minutes of the first half. And I forget who took the shot, but somebody on the Manchester United team took a really strong shot from some distance out, you know, better than 20 yards out. And the opposition goalkeeper, he had to dive towards the corner of the goal where it looked like the ball was going to go. But the goalkeeper dove too late and the ball got by him. However, the ball hit the goalpost. It did not go in. However, it then bounced off the goalpost, hit the goalie, who, you know, at this time is laying on the ground because of his diving save attempt. The ball bounced off the post, hits the goalie in the back, bounces off the goalie and into the goal. And that went down as an own goal on the goalkeeper. His name is, what is his name again? Svilar. So, Manchester United 1, Benfica 0 here in the beginning minutes of the second half. If I didn't mention it, we are watching UEFA Champions League, and that's why we're watching an English team play a Portuguese team. This is some of the best football you will ever see. And this game, I knew this game would be the highly contested one. These two teams are fairly evenly matched here, and it's been just back and forth all game, until, of course, that weird own goal. So we'll see how this plays out. Oh, Manchester United on a fast break. Lukaku kicks it out to Rashford, and then the ball goes out of bounds off the defender. Will Romelu Lukaku score today? That's the big question, isn't it? So we should have a... Oh, we did not have a corner kick. I was wrong. Apparently the ball went off Rashford at the last second, and we had a goal kick. Okay, so this is as good a time as any to check on the other games. So we flip over to channel 216, and we should have Chelsea and Roma. Yes, we do. It is the 56th minute. Chelsea's in the middle of a substitution. Gary Cahill's coming off, and Willian is going on. Wow, I'm kind of surprised Willian didn't start. I like Willian. I think they're putting him in a little late because Chelsea is down 2-0. Roma has got this game fairly well in hand, mostly from 2 goals from El Shaarawy. So, rocking good news for Roma. not looking so good for Chelsea. And they're back in play, and they're kicking the ball around, and they're having a good time. So let's go check on the third game that we have. That's on 47. And I forget, it's Celtic and somebody. Yeah, Celtic or Celtic and Bayern Munich. An Irish team versus a German team. And Bayern Munich is up by 1-0 in the 58th minute here. And the ball is in the Celtic half. Bayern Munich's just trying to stretch the guys out. And then they're going all the way back to the goalkeeper. Looks like they're getting ready for their first substitutions as well. So after stretching everybody out, Bayern's back on the attack. Got a nice crossfield pass there. We're going to see anything interesting in the next 20 seconds? This is some fairly good midfield play. Bayern is maintaining possession. And here comes Arjen Robben up the side. He's approaching the box, kicks it out. Sets up some guy in the middle who then did not get the shot off. So anywho. Oh, and look, and there's Brendan Rodgers, also known as the Brodge. I was wondering where he went. Did I know he went to Celtic? Yeah, I think I knew that. Now that I'm thinking about it, it seems vaguely familiar. Oh no, they're not taking off Vidal, are they? Yeah, Bayern Munich is taking out Arturo Vidal and substituting in Sebastian Rudy. Okay, whatever. So that's gonna... What is that gonna do? I'm a big fan of Arturo Vidal. I think they should have left him in there, but obviously somebody thought otherwise. And I don't manage these teams, so, you know, what good is my opinion? Yeah, it's only worth what you're paying for it. So let's go back to the Manchester United-Benfica game here on 78. We haven't missed anything. The score is still 1-0. Benfica's got the ball in their own half, and they're trying to move it across the midway line. Still kind of stuck in midfield. That's okay. They'll think of something. But the big question is, will I think of anything? I got a phone call from my dad a few minutes ago, the emeritus. And turns out his sister is in town. And so I'm going to go over there later, eat dinner. I think my mom is making spaghetti and meatballs. That sounds pretty good right now. Better than that pie I ate. So that's what I'm doing today. Go over, see some family members, or family members singular, and eat some spaghetti. Yeah, I guess it's that time of year. It is November, so it is the whole, oh, it's the holidays, let's go visit all of our relatives. I'm fine with that. Oh, there's a shot by Benfica. David De Gea dives and palms the ball off. And it goes across the goal line for a corner kick. So we're going to have a Benfica corner kick here in a minute. That'll be dangerous. They keep showing the replays of the attempt. And the corner kick is taken short. They're trying to set something up, but no, they fail. David De Gea grabs the ball. Oh, he's got a new haircut. Yikes. And so here comes Man United. Let's go, rock and roll. So I'm trying to think of who else is playing today. Like I said, I think Basel is playing, but I don't remember who they play. Is it Anderlecht? No. Anderlecht plays today, but they're not playing them. I can't remember exactly. Like I said, there's 8 games going on. I wonder how Karabaj is going to do. And I think Barcelona plays today. I think Juve plays tomorrow, but I'm not sure. I can't remember. Yeah, doesn't matter. And so I'll have to get home tonight to see all of the highlights. When is the highlights show on? We better check the schedule here. Oh, well, there's not going to be a highlights show on today, apparently. Oh, maybe it's on 222 on the other channel, on the other football channel. Oh, yes, at midnight 30, a replay of one of the games from Group B, but they're not saying which game. And then the highlights show starts on 11:30, an hour before that game comes on. So, all right. Maybe they'll show a game that I'm not paying attention to right now. So I'll get to see another game, plus the highlights of all of today's action. That'll be good. Oh, and plus we've got the UEFA Europa League magazine show on tonight at 8 o'clock. Okay. So I've got my evening all planned out, well, up to a point. Eat some spaghetti and meatballs. Watch some football magazine shows, watch some football highlights, and then watch yet another football game. And then I will do it again tomorrow. Well, except for the eating spaghetti part. I'll probably go out to eat with my parents because they'll probably take my aunt out to eat and I'll be invited along. So yay, I will have some yummy food. Will we go to the Greek restaurant? Possibly. Could we go any number of other places? Yes. I'm already excited about it because I get to eat in a restaurant. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I do like to eat food. It is delicious and nutritious. And it is good for me. And that means I won't have to eat any pies tomorrow. I hope I don't miss any games tomorrow. No, my parents like to eat kind of early, so if we eat lunch, it'll be at noon. So I'll be back in time for games. Me, myself, I eat lunch at about 3 p.m. local time. But that's because I'm wacky. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day without exception at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I'm going to watch the rest of this game and drink some tea, so I'll talk to you kids later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
ハロー、This is DJ フーマタ、ウェルカム。